Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 194. Wow, we are almost at 200 episodes already. Thank you ever so much for tuning into the show, sharing it, liking it, commenting, and all of that great stuff. So the focus of today's episode is this topic of stabilize and thrive. So I know normally you wouldn't hear the words stabilize and thrive in the exact same sentence because they kind of have different connotations. But I want to share with you what I'm seeing in the marketplace across the hundreds of different businesses that I'm working with each and every week in terms of what is working well to get their businesses back on track. Now, my disclaimer or asterisk to you is that obviously things are different across different states, different cities, and so on. I'm in Buffalo, New York, Western New York area, and I mean, everything is still largely shut down minus restaurants and essential services, but most other things are just not opening and are not opening for the foreseeable future. But if you look at states like Texas, for example, and Florida and a few other places, they're finally starting, Georgia, finally starting to reopen some things up. So this really isn't a conversation around, are things going to be open in the next week or 2 weeks or anything like that? I'm not an economist. I'm not watching and reading every single thing across every different community. The intention is I want you to do two things. First one is to focus around stabilize. So the whole analogy of put your mask on before you put your mask on someone else. So if you're sitting on the airplane and they're like, hey, make sure you put your mask on before you start assisting others. I need you to really start to look inward, and I need you to start focusing more on your particular situation. I need you to be focusing on you and your family. I know that you have a lot of other things at stake and team members and the community and things like that, but you as the leader, if you don't have your stuff in order and if you're having to literally lay in bed at night and worrying about how you're even going to make the payments on the lease, for example, that might be coming due, I need you to be focusing 100% of your time and your attention around stabilization. I found that small business owners, local business owners, make very rash decisions when things are going absolutely crazy, when they're operating from a fear mindset, when they can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I will share some metrics with you that I hope you'll be happy to hear about, and I'll tell you where you can go and find similar metrics. But I need you to stabilize the ship, stabilize your cash flow, focus on making sure you have enough cash to keep things running. Look at pivoting your business a little bit if needed to drive some cash. I've done a couple of different episodes in the last few weeks around pivoting if needed. And a lot of you are going to need to pivot or you're going to be running into some huge challenges. Things are not just going to go back to where they were 3 months ago. Things are going to be very different for a long time. So you've got to stabilize your business first in order to thrive in this new economy, this new normal. So only after you feel that you've done a good job stabilizing, you've stabilized your personal life, you've stabilized your business cash flow, you've cut back on some things, you've had to make those tough decisions so that at least for now you're stable. Now I want you to then shift your mindset to how are you going to thrive in this new normal? what are you going to change? What are you going to pivot? That's the big word that I keep hearing all day, every day. It's restaurants having to pivot. So if you are largely a sit-down restaurant, now you've got to pivot to, 90% takeout, for example. What can you do to really thrive in these new times? So the metrics and the data that I'm starting to see, and the tool that you can use, I've got a lot of different ones, but the free one is to use Google Trends. So what I'd like you to do is to type in COVID-19 and then have it show the last 3 months and look at that chart. And then I want you to delete that search phrase and type in reopen and look at that chart. What you're very quickly going to see is that the amount of people that are searching for all things related to COVID-19 are starting to shift downward and have been the last couple of weeks. Whereas the keyword reopen, along with all the other different phrases, are starting to shift upward. So we're starting to finally see some light at the end of the tunnel, that people are ready to get back to some normalcy in their life. And I feel that if you position things the right way, if you brand your local business the right way, if you go back to your roots, the storytelling, the why behind your business, that you are going to thrive in this new economy, regardless of if a recession hits or not. And again, I'm not an economist. You can read all different kinds of things. They just published a story a couple days ago. 50% of people think we're going to be in a recession, 50% don't. So I'm not sure how you make those kind of decisions. I really, really believe that. Things are just looking up. And if you start to stabilize your business first, that you then can set yourself up to really profit from this new economy, this new normal, whatever you'd like to call it. So if you just start to look at some of the different industries that are going to be very easy to thrive in, cleaning companies, for example. But then if you look at something and saying, well, I don't think people are going to be buying vehicles anymore, I would argue the exact opposite. If people are going to be going on planes less, then the automotive industry should start to boom. If they're going to be looking for alternative transportation, maybe people are going to want to start taking trains more and have a little private section in a train. If people don't want to come into a retail store, again, maybe they're willing to do something a little bit different and have shopping experiences with their entire family. If kids aren't going to be going to all these trampoline parks and things like that, what are they going to be doing? Well, could you come up with activities that you then could take to them for birthday parties and outdoor activities and things like that in their backyard? So it's all about stabilizing your business, your personal life, so that you can get some more clarity around how you could really play in this new normal. And that is the key here. I believe that there's going to be a lot of businesses that are going to have a tough time adapting and thriving in this new economy. But I also believe the exact opposite is true, that if you position things right, this will be the most lucrative time in history that could just quadruple your business almost overnight. So stabilize things first, and then you can set yourself up to thrive. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. I look forward to connecting with you back here tomorrow. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.